I'm so happy you could be joining us tonight, especially because you're coming off the back of a very exciting few months with the release of your debut record.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it has been a very exciting few months. I think some of the time we thought maybe we wouldn't get there, but we made it, so we're stoked.
You made it. You're here with Fluorescence, a great album. And yeah, I mean, it must feel like it's taken a while. You guys have been together since high school, is that right? 6 years?
Yeah, that's right. Since 2012, so I guess nearly 7 years now. Yeah, most of us were in high school, just kind of, you know, wanted to make a band, do some fun stuff, and then just kind of never gave it up, kept it going.
Amazing. And what I think is really cool about this release as well is kind of come out at a time where it feels like pop punk, like that kind of genre, is just a massive movement in Australia right now. Like alongside Eat Your Heart Out, we've got Standard Atlantic, Yours Truly, Red Hook, just to name a few, Terra as well. How are you guys kind of seeing the genre and its place in the music world today?
I think as you said, it's really cool. Like there's so many bands from Australia killing it, and like all the ones you named obviously are all female fronted bands, which is amazing.
Yeah, the girls.
I think there's there's just more female fronted bands killing it in Australia, I think, than ever before, which is so cool to be one of the bands to be a part of that.
Yeah, and I definitely think it's cool because you guys would be probably inspiring other girls listening to all of these acts, you know, you included. When you guys were starting out in high school and stuff, what was inspiring you? I know you guys are from Newcastle, so there's, you know, been a pretty consistently strong music scene there. Was that a factor, or what were you like kind of seeking inspiration from?
Most of us are actually from a country town like 2 hours inland from Newcastle. So we didn't really actually join the Newcastle music scene until we were in a band.
Oh,
until
wow.
We were like 16, 17. Yeah, so we, our first show was at a senior citizen centre in our town, Muswellbrook, where we're from. And, it was kind of weird. Like there wasn't much of a scene there, but I guess a lot of the stuff that inspired us was just what we'd like see on TV and sort of what would trickle down from like people that we knew that were more involved in the scene and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I think we all started with a lot more of the mainstream stuff when we were younger before we sort of actually got involved in like a local music scene.
So I guess growing up, was there any opportunity to get to any like all ages gigs or anything in Newcastle?
Yeah, we used to come to Newcastle and even Sydney sometimes, like catch the train and, you know, go to all ages shows at the youth venues in Newcastle, or if we went to Sydney, you know, like the Metro and stuff like that. So we used to travel a lot for gigs, which I think gives us an appreciation for when we see people traveling to like our shows or other shows. We're like, we've been there, we understand. But yeah, you just did what you had to do, you know, to see the shows and see the people that you like. It was just part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Never underestimate the commitment of regional music fans especially.
Yeah.
You're with Bridget on Triple J Goodnights, and that was Closer to the Sun by Eat Your Heart Out. Caitlin Henry from the band is hanging out in the studio. And Caitlin, I read that song is one of your favourites. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. When we first recorded it, it wasn't. I was like a bit iffy on it, but as it's been released and and just come out and seen the response to it and been playing it live, it's definitely grown into probably my favorite off the album.
Well, looking ahead, people will be able to catch it live and all the other tracks from the album, because you're about to hit the road supporting Senses Fail on their Australian tour, which will be massive. Are there plans for you guys to do some headline shows for the album too this year?
Yes, there is. Haven't released the dates yet, but it's not too far away.
Ooh.
So that's definitely happening before the end of the year. And we're very excited about that.
Yay. Well, we can't wait to learn more about these headline shows when you do announce them. No pressure, but it's good to know that it's coming.
Yeah, it's definitely coming.
Yay. But finally, it is all about the best new music here on Good Nights. And I want to have a little dive into your playlist. What have you been playing at the moment?
So I've been playing a bit of Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD.
Yeah. Tell me for my heart in the bag and nobody gets hurt. Robbery. Something about that song, I don't know, it reminds me of like the old pop punk emo songs that I used to listen to in a way. I don't know if anyone else gets that, but just sort of something about it, like the vocals and just sort of the raw emotion.
I get that. It's kind of like the sad boy emo, his delivery is very much like that. So I don't think you're the only one there.
okay, good, yeah.
Is it your first time hearing him? Do you usually listen to hip hop?
A little bit of hip hop, like not a lot by any means, but yeah, often like the hip hop songs that I get into are the ones that I hear on Triple J. So yeah, I don't really sort of find them any other way myself. But yeah, that's the first Juice WRLD song I've heard, and it was from hearing it on Triple J in my car.
Sick.
So, yeah.
I also see on your playlist we've got Halsey. Have you always been a fan of Halsey?
Again, not really, no. Like, I've always known, who she is and that she's very popular and very good at what she does, but I've never really listened to her music. And when Nightmare came out, I saw the video and I thought the video was so cool, just with sort of, like, all the different women and, like, the Riot Girl sort of inspired stuff, and thought that was really cool. And, yeah, the song is just an absolute banger. So many hooks, just insane. So yeah, that's sort of the first Halsey song that I've really, really gotten into as well. So lots of new artists on my radar.
Yeah, sick.
For me.
And it's a nice mixed bag. I like this.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play a song in full recommended by you right now, and it's coming from Boston Manor. What can you tell us about this track? Because it features someone who is also from Newcastle.
Yeah. So Boston Manor are one of my favorite bands of all time. We toured with them in the US last year, and they're some of the best people that we've ever met. And this is their new single that they put out recently, featuring John Floriani from Trophy Eyes, who we also know and love. And it's just an absolute belter of a song. So yeah, hopefully everyone enjoys it if you haven't heard it before, because everyone should be hearing it.
Yeah, well, you have put me onto this song, and that's what this show is all about. So thank you very much for your recommendation, Caitlin.
No problem at all. Glad you enjoy it.
Yeah, let's turn it up nice and loud right now. Boston Manor, Liquid, featuring John Floriani from Trophy Eyes. Again, Caitlin from Eat Your Heart Out, thanks so much for hanging out, and we look forward to seeing you on the road very soon.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.